In the 1730s, satires and essays and poems and pictures documented a rising wave of revulsion at the world Walpole had brought into being. A sense that beneath all the platitudes about peace and stability lay squalor and corruption. A walk through London, for example, was a walk over prostrate bodies, big and little. Infants whose mothers were unable or sometimes unwilling to raise them were abandoned on the streets. But there came a point when someone was tired enough of stepping over half-dead babies found in the gutter to do something about it.
That someone was a 53-year-old retired merchant sea captain called Thomas Coram.
Coram had made his fortune in Massachusetts from the transatlantic timber trade. All he wanted was to settle down to a quiet life in Rotherhithe, where he could smell the Thames and the sea. But the sight of all those tiny, abandoned corpses wouldn't leave him in peace. Worse, he knew that the mortality rate for infants born in the workhouse and sent out to wet nurse was close to 100%.